Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Chicago, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I am David Hochberg, your host for the next 2 hours of laid-back, informational, entertaining real estate show. We are here to help you about whatever you have to do regarding your home, if it has to do with mortgages, if it has to do with selling a home, if it has to do with foundations, cleaning the air, any type of legal advice, any type of real estate questions, setting up a will, setting up a trust, appealing your taxes, fixing your homes, whatever you have to do around your house that you have a question with, we are the show for you. So we start the show every day with this little question to Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. That's where they got that Picasso.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. We are here every Saturday to help you. If you have any questions, give us a call, 312-981-7200. If you have any text questions, you don't feel comfortable talking on the air, just shoot us a text at the same number, 312-981-7200. In studio, we have a unbelievable panel of experts. First, to my left, we have Roy Spencer, PermaSeal. 40 years, Mr. Spencer, crawling around people's crawl spaces and buttoning up basements to keep them dry. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great in 41, but who's counting?
41, sorry. All right, here we go. Starting off the show on a good one. Right away. Gloves coming off. Right, there we go. 41 years. You wanted the topic of your conversation for the show was going to be basement dehumidifiers and keeping the basement air clean and moving and scrubbing it down and doing all that. But you also want to put a shout out because you're looking for employees, and we're going to be talking about that during the show, because you're short-staffed. I think we all are. I'm short-staffed. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that, but we're going to talk about dehumidification systems that you have a special on.
Yeah, it's a great day to be talking about hot, humid, clammy environments, because that's what we're having right now, and some of us have it in our homes, and it's affecting air quality, which is, of course, timely as well. So,
and that was Stephen A. Leahy's garage band, Hot, Sticky, and Humid, and they were awesome about 27, 30 years ago.
I think it's more than that.
More than that, right. Okay, if our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you, buddy?
Give us a call at 800-421-7322.
Okay, next to you is that band member, is the lead singer of Hot, Sticky, and Sweaty.
Actually, I played the guitar.
You played the guitar. That's good. The guitar. That's good. Stephen A. Leahy, real estate tax appeal expert, IRS answer man of the show. You're going to be last-minute fill-in. Jimmy Towns had something come up. He couldn't make the show. He was supposed to be on this weekend. So
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy, for getting sick and having something come up. So we pulled the emergency cord, and that would be Stephen A. Leahy. You're going to be discussing what during your portion of the show?
Well, I was going to talk about tax appeals, but I'm also going to talk about people in foreclosure, because we have a listener who called me from the show, and he was in foreclosure, worried about losing his home. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and how maybe bankruptcy can help you sometimes with that. Or you and I were talking about the how mortgage companies are being much better this time around, yeah, with this crisis.
A lot more proactive.
Yes, and so sometimes you don't have to resort to bankruptcy. So we're going to talk about that.
All right, next to you is real estate attorney and estate planning expert David Schluter. David's handling my home. You're going to be discussing a cash buyer, and everybody thinks cash buyer is great, and it's great because cash is king, and cash is better than having to do all the things you have to do to get a mortgage. But there are some trap doors that our listeners need to be aware of if they're selling to somebody with an offer of cash only, right, Dave?
That's correct. And when the situation was, the buyer was wanting to buy, but there was side money. It was a white knight investor who pulled the money out after attorney review was over.
All right. So we're going to be talking about that at around 11:15. We have a special guest, last minute fill-in. Of course, Gary Novell is going to be coming up at the bottom of the hour at 10:30. right after we get Gary's credit tip of the week. Maria Pappas, the Cook County Treasurer. I'm friends with Tom Korfman, who is in charge of communications over there. I don't know if he is or not, but now he is. Right, he just got a promotion. He gave me a call. He's like, "How would you like to have the treasurer on?" And I'm like, "That's great. It's time. It, you know, all of the programs that the treasurer office has to help our listeners get through the COVID-19. So we're going to be talking to Maria Pappas at around 10:35. We have the owner of Manny's Deli. I've got 9 sandwiches here, calling in at 11. Because Danny put out a shout out. I know Stephen loves corned beef.
The best shout out.
Best shout out.
Oh, I absolutely.
I started eating at Manny's when I got into the scrap industry right out of college.
And look at you now.
And look at me now. I used to be 215 pounds out of college. I'm now 275, 280. Thanks, Danny. I appreciate that. But it's a Chicago establishment, and it's an institution. We're going to have, he put a shout out. So when a fellow linesman puts a shout out about corned beef sandwiches, I have to reach out. I had to send a messenger over, pay $35 to get the sandwiches here, but we got sandwiches that we're going to talk about. Danny's going to be calling in. Joe, we're going to be handling all of our listeners' text questions. So 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Just mention that you could send those pictures in. How great was it last week? And then you get right back to them.
We called them right back. Everybody got called back within 24 hours.
So you can
hours.
Send those pictures in, and it makes it clear what you're asking.
And the the Barstool Chicago question of the week, a young man, I started advertising on this podcast, and it's usually a younger audience, right? All my guys at the office, listen, I never heard of these guys until about a year ago. Now they're great guys. I listen all the time. They're unbelievably funny, very entertaining. Started advertising. We're getting questions from the millennials. 25-year-old young man, got a good job, graduated college. He has about $15,000 worth of student loans. And get ready, Andy, we're going to hit the break after this. He's got about $15,000 worth of student loans. He wants to buy his first place. He's making $54,000 a year, living with two of his buddies. Standard. Right out of college, he sends me a text. He's like, "Should I pay off my $15,000 student loan that's cost me $125 a month, or should I save for a down payment?" I'm like, "What are you paying off a $15,000 student loan for? Save for the down payment, and then you know, $125 a month isn't going to impact you at all if you have any other debt." And he's like, "Well, nobody ever told me that. That's why we're here." So $15,000 student loan. $125 a month monthly payment. Instead of chunking down the student loan, put that money into a bank account. Start saving for a down payment. And one last thing. I got to put a special shout out to Rocky Ruggiero. He sent me an email how much he loves the show. And, Joe, you know, when somebody attaboys us, we got
to
say hello.
Best
way to get on the show.
That was a compliment.
Right. So Rocky, host, pitchman, commercial talent out in the Western Burbs. Just want to put out a shout-out to, he loves the show. So thanks for listening, brother. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I want to thank all the texters who love the show for texting in their questions and for texting in their comments. We really appreciate all of you. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. Roy Spencer, we're going to throw it over to you. Dehumidification systems, you are advertising that and you're promoting that during the month of July. Is there a reason, is the reason you're doing that because it's so hot and sticky and there's a lot of humidity in our listeners' homes because of the different change in temperatures?
Exactly. You know, it's obviously very hot out there. It's very humid. Basements by nature are a cool, damp place. And so when it's very hot outside and it's cool inside, that's where humidity arises. So, yeah, you know, the basement's going to smell and feel damp and humid down there. And so, I won't go down there, except, as we know, 50% of the air you breathe upstairs is coming out of the basement and crawl space. So it is a problem that needs to be dealt with. It's going to make your home a lot more comfortable because our PermaDry air dehumidification and treatment system actually lowers the humidity lower than 60%, which is a magic number because that's where mold spores start to thrive and explode and take off and cause health problems. But by drying the air out, it's not only going to make it feel more comfortable, it's going to lower your air conditioning bill because it's actually cheaper for the air conditioner to treat drier air than it is wet air.
And the special right now, because during the break we were talking how much of a savings, and I did not realize there were different size units.
Well, it's not a matter of different size units. We have a one PermaDry unit will handle like 2,000 square feet, which is cover almost all basements. And again, that will affect the house as well. It's more a matter of what we have different systems that we couple it with. So we will save you right now working with the manufacturer. The timing is so beautiful because we had this lined up, and then of course it got so hot that we can't predict the weather, but July is a pretty safe bet. So we got a special deal with the manufacturer to get special savings we can pass on to our customers. So there's a minimum savings of $300, and if they buy certain other equipment that we have, we can save them more money than that. So this is just a great time. All basements really should have a dehumidification system. And I have to tell you, David, I've been in a lot of homes or recently and basements, and I'll call it the ubiquitous little dehumidifier.
Yeah.
Most people know I should have a dehumidifier, and they feel the humidity in your basement. So they're at Home Depot or whatever, the big box store, and they see, well, oh, look at that, $175, I can get a dehumidifier. What they don't realize is that thing will work. It will make noise. It will pull water out of the air, but it will not change the humidity level in the basement. It's not powerful enough to do that. So what they did is they spent $175 for something that's just going to drain electricity and cause them to empty their water and things, but it's really not solving the problem. So I really encourage people not to invest in those things because they're really not efficient, and most importantly, they won't do the job.
Let me ask you a question about a typical Chicago bungalow. Right, Stevie, you know, you grew up in them. Roy, you've been in and out of them. Joy, you've been in and out of them. Dave, all of us have been in and out of them. Typical home is about 2,500 square feet, right? You know, solid. Elephants could fall out of planes, land on them, and the house would be perfectly fine.
Okay.
Right? And these houses are built post-war. Typical home, 2 to 2,500 square feet, say 1,800 to 2,500 square feet. What is the system going to typically run? A basic system going to typically run with your $300 off?
Well, about $1,500.
$1,500.
Okay. And then, like I said,
that's with the discount.
That's with the $300 savings.
Okay.
If they buy other equipment, depending on whether work we're doing there, we might be able to save them a couple hundred dollars even more off of that. So, again, this is a system that you should have all year round. It's going to keep the health. The air healthy throughout your home all year round. It works automatically. So it's a great investment, and it's a portable device you could even take with you when you move if you'd like. But, yeah, this is just the perfect time to make the home more comfortable right now, save some money on your air conditioning bills, and save a lot of money.
And you are in the market for hiring our listeners out there who are looking for jobs.
We absolutely are, David. We are just slammed, and I apologize right now to all our customers who are patiently waiting for us, sometimes impatiently. We're working 6, sometimes 7 days a week. We have been since the storms in May. Our people are doing a tremendous job. I cannot call up a temporary agency, hey, send me over some salespeople. Hey, send me over some experienced waterproofers. Those people don't exist. We have to train our own people. It takes a while to do that. We're constantly doing that, training people. So what we're looking for right now are some people who have construction experience in a supervisory or lead position, like a construction foreman or a lead supervisor in a construction. We can train those people very quickly to do specific things for us, so that increase our capacity. So we're paying up to a $6,000 signing bonus if you know anybody like that.
Wow.
And they'd like to have a conversation with us. It's worth it to us. So we're really looking for, you know, people with construction experience, a working foreman, if you will. Think of people like that who would like to work for a great company with a great career path, great benefits, and the timing is, it's worth it to us right now to give these people an incentive if they're willing to have a conversation.
And a great CEO, Laura Ann Spencer, who happens to be your wife, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too. If our listeners want to reach out to take you up on that opportunity and learn more about that $6,000 signing bonus to work for a great company and become part of your tribe, that's what you call your employees, mm-hmm. What number should they call?
Well, they could go directly to careers.permaseal.net, the website, and they can see more about the career opportunities there. Or just give us a call, 800-421-SEAL, and ask for employment opportunities, and we'll get you set up with an interview and just have a conversation and see what comes of it.
Texter from a 773 wants to know ballpark cost of a 900-square-foot home, smaller home than we talked about earlier.
Well, it's really the one unit that will handle up to 2,000, so it would be the same unit.
So that's the entry level for about $1,500. Might be a little more or a little less, depending upon the.
Well, it'll be less. You know, it's no more than $1,500.
Okay.
That's all they were interested in. But like I say, we might be able to save them even more.
And 815 says we practically live in our basement thanks to PermaSeal and our dehumidifier. So that's not a great testimonial. I don't know what is. All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you one more time, what's the phone number to take advantage of the jobs and take opportunity and to take advantage of the discount that you're offering through the month of July on the dehumidification system? They could call in, and I'll tell you what, just say Home Sweet Home Chicago so we could track it, because the last time we did this, we got 50 carpet cleaning opportunities for Executive Green for our listeners with a huge discount. We got over 50 cleaning checks for the Dykstra Company Home Services when Rich offered it last week. So when you're calling in to PermaSeal, please state that you heard it on Home Sweet Home Chicago so we could track it and see how many homes we're able to make more comfortable with this unbelievable opportunity with your system. One more time, the phone number.
Give us a call this morning at 800-421-SEAL. Mention Home Sweet Home Chicago. Let them know that you're interested either in our PermaDry appliance or in career opportunities. We'd love to talk to you.
All right, Jimmy from Ohio. Man, thanks for listening in Ohio. You got a quick question before the break. We're dropping in about 40 seconds. So what's your question?
I'll make it quick. I've been very blessed that the homes I bought have appraised and raised in value as I bought them, build up equity, et cetera. I've been advising a lot of young kids in Chicago saying with all the societal trends, with violence, shootings, people able to work from home and stay out in the suburbs, I see the values in Chicago dropping significantly in an exodus from the city. I made it quick. I'd like your thoughts on that.
About the exodus in the city or the moving to the suburbs?
Everybody getting out of Chicago, because the only way to solve your significant problem is to raise the property taxes, and about everything is broken.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Jimmy. Hang on.
I'd like your opinion on that.
Okay, well, I got to hit a break. So
nobody wants your opinion.
You're going to get my opinion.
312-981. Nobody wants anybody's opinion on anything. Do you understand that? We don't want your opinion.
No, I'm going to answer Jimmy's question.
Nobody wants nobody's opinion.
Here, I'm going to answer Jimmy's question. Number one, all of the police and the fire and all that stuff costs money, and somebody has to pay for it someplace.
Right.
Okay, some people love downtown. Some people love the suburbs. We've seen a huge...
I love both.
Right. Well, so do I, but we've seen a huge migration from the city out to the burbs, just because property values are blowing up in the burbs. I sold my house in 4 days. Homes in my area are going in under a week if you're priced right.
Because you're a celebrity.
Well, no, I'm not. But homes are moving in the burbs because people want space of their own. And this what this COVID thing has done is forced people to go out to greener spaces, and they got cooped up in their condos for 3 to 4 months, and they want to go out and have a little piece.
I do talk to young people, and they love their condos downtown. Joe Brand,
the 25-year-old from Barstool, absolutely, is going to be buying a condo.
Erica loves her condo downtown.
Sure, right? There's not one size fits all. That's why Baskin Robbins is 31 flavors. That's my answer. 312-981-7200. We got Gary Novell coming up. We have Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas coming up after Gary. We got a packed show today. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. That's America Pro's call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. Mississippi Queen.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. We're here to help you every single weekend with any type of real estate need you have. Maria Pappas coming up after we get our credit tip of the week from Gary Novell. Real quick, Roy, what amperage draw is it on the dehumidifier, 630?
It takes a 20-amp circuit, but I don't know the amperage draw. It's very low. It's very energy efficient, so I have to get the specs on that for them.
And the website one more time, to get information about it.
Permaseal.net.
permaseal.net. 312-981-7200. Gary Novell, welcome to the show. You had helped out a listener who was running in circles trying to enhance their credit. Can you explain what you do for a living so our listeners can have a better idea why they should reach out to you if they're having challenges getting the false remarks off their credit reports, my friend?
Sure. Well, good morning, David, and good morning, everyone.
Hey,
I'd like to take I'd like to talk about a call I got from Jason, who is a longtime listener of the show, and it's heard me over the years helping people and was curious to know what services I provide to help people out. So what I've been doing for the past 30 years is helping people clean up their credit reports, raising the credit scores, as well as educating them about credit and credit scores. So not only do you see your reports swept clean, you also see an increase in your credit score, and you get the education on how you are going to keep those scores good, as credit and credit scores aren't going away anytime soon. I always think of credit scores as a game. And just like any game, the better you know the rules, the better you play the game. And in the game of credit scores, the better you understand the rules, the more money you can save. There's a lot of misinformation and confusion out there with credit scores. And because of this, it winds up costing people more money because of higher interest rates. What I learned in college, David, 30 years ago, still applies today. Knowledge is power. And knowing the correct moves with your credit will save you tons of money over your lifetime. And if you have a lifetime of credit scores under 600, you will pay over $225,000 more in interest than if your scores were 700 or better. Yep, you heard that right. Over $225,000 more in interest just because of a credit score. For the education I give, as well as results in clearing up your credit report to enhance your scores, my fees are very reasonable. I charge a flat rate, $400 for one person, $700 for a couple. That's it. No monthly fee, no hidden fees. If it takes me 2 months or a year, that's all you pay. For any questions on your credit or credit scores, you should be calling me at 630-624-9557. Remember, everything starts with credit, and if you want the absolute, honest, and correct answers to your questions, call me at 630-624-9557. Stay safe, everyone, and I hope I was a good opening act for Maria Pappas.
Yeah, well, that we'll find out. 312-981-7200. If you want to reach Gary, best in the business, and if you hire Gary and you come to Team Hochberg for financing, we will credit back Gary's fee. That's how much I believe in what Gary does and believe in the services. 630-624-9557. Have a great weekend, buddy. All right, we're going to go to Maria Pappas. We were going to take a break, but we're going to go right into Maria Pappas.
Okay, hi, good morning, and I've got great news. So everybody who's listening, get to cookcountytreasure.com, cookcountytreasure.com. That is going to change your life because on there, you're going to be able to do a bunch of stuff. You're going to find out if you owe anything, if you haven't gotten your bill, you can download it. But more importantly, I am going to embarrass David Hochberg this morning. I did a search on your property. There's $79 million that we owe people because they double paid or overpaid. We have done a search. In the year 2011, David,
yes,
you overpaid by $79.52.
Damn straight I did. And how much interest have I accrued over those 9 years?
You don't get any interest.
No.
You get your $79.52 back. So let me tell you what else this website does. You know, you're like one of thousands of people,
yeah,
who just do this. I mean, they just write down the wrong amount. Some people owe $15,000 and they write down $18,000. It depends. I mean, especially seniors. But scroll down a little bit on cookcountytreasure.com. After you punch the purple button, simply put in your address and all this information about how much money I could possibly owe you is going to show up. But the key is also exemptions. Homeowners, seniors, senior freeze. If you've lived in the house for a year, and this site goes back 4 years on exemptions, 20 years back on refunds, that's how I found you, David, in 2011.
Oh, thanks.
Okay?
Yeah.
On homeowner exemptions, it's a year. Senior, if you're over 65, senior freeze if you're over 65, and make under $65,000. So here's the deal.
Hold on, Miriam. Wait a minute. That's important because if a lot of our listeners are under $65,000, why is that the magic number in Cook County?
It's set by state statute.
Okay, so hang on. Is that combined housing? I don't mean to cut you off, but that's important. I want to focus on that. Is that combined housing income? How is that $65,000 calculated in the treasurer's office?
It's a household.
Household. It's, okay. That's important for our listeners to know. Because,
so let's make a hypothetical here, okay?
Yeah.
Let's assume that your parents live in a bungalow in Cook County, and you haven't been watching the store. And since 2016, they didn't get their senior exemption. So if they didn't get their senior exemption, our records will show, and you can see right there on CookCountyTreasurer.com, there's a little grid of four boxes. It will show that they didn't get the senior and they didn't get the homeowner. That means I owe them $4,000.
Wow.
There's a little button that you punch there that says apply here because of the Cook County Treasurer's Office. We are so efficient now. You do not, I repeat, do not have to come into this office. You simply file. You can get off this radio station today and file to get your $79 online. I will get it to you within 4 to 6 weeks. Same thing on the exemptions. File online. We'll get your money back to you. For the senior freeze, apply online. Do not come down here on a bus and a train. The county building, this whole place is kind of filthy because nobody's been in it. So just, like, stay out of here. I've had 1 million people in March come to CookCountyTreasurer.com because they're smart to be looking for the $79 million in refunds, the $38 million in unapplied-for exemptions. So they're going to find out everything about their property, including whether or not we've got the wrong mailing address.
And
your mail came back to my office, David,
yeah,
there's a big banner across it when you pull up the property. And you know you're in the right place once you put the address in, because the first thing that happens on my website is a picture of the house or the commercial piece of property is going to pop up in your face.
Dave Schluter, the real estate attorney on the show, has a question for
Maria,
you.
Maria, we actually met a mutual friend, George Bellis, introduced us back in the day. But anyway, as a 35-year real estate practitioner, I cannot tell you how grateful we are in the legal profession for your four columns. Because when we're doing attorney review on behalf of a buyer or a seller, that software that you've added lets us protect our buyers and our sellers because you're providing such a clear history. So out of the 20,000 people that are doing real estate law, I just want to tell you, you have done a fantastic job. I know you care about your job.
And I do care about this job.
We're very grateful. We are very grateful.
I'm happy for you to say that. Can I talk about something else here, David, which I think is, like, fascinating?
Sure.
Okay, so everybody thinks that everybody in Cook County speaks English. That is not true. I have my website up in 126 languages, and if you call 312-443-5100, okay, because you don't have a computer, an iPhone, or an iPad, you're going to get everything that you want to know in Polish, English, and Spanish, because Polish are the largest landholders in Cook County. But get this. I have had 550,000 downloads in foreign languages off my website.
Wow.
Because this is such a complicated thing, so complicated, nobody gets it.
Listen to this.
164,000 downloads in Polish. And get this, you probably don't even know this. How's for 13,000 downloads in Bulgarian and 16,000 downloads in Romanian? I mean, people don't even know that these people exist. And they're coming to my website. They're happier than a hoot owl. They love this office because now they don't have to come to CookCountyTreasurer.com and have six other people come with them who speak Chinese to get it translated. I'm up in three different dialects in Chinese, including Mandarin. They go to the website. They get their answer. They're done. They stay home. They're happy.
Can I ask a question now?
No way.
That's coming in hot. No, I just want to let everybody know, when you call into a radio show, that's coming in blazing hot. That's how you come in. You take command of the entire situation. You're like, bam! Right out of the box. So.
Yeah, don't ask me any questions. Sit back and drink coffee, because I'm going to tell you what it's about, including I'm going to embarrass the host.
That's fine. Listen, I want to know, why didn't you send...
I want your parents' address right now.
Well, my mom's dead.
Cook County?
No, but my mom passed, and my dad's living in a rental apartment. So they used to live at 9001 West Oaks in Des Plaines.
When?
They lived there for, I don't know, 40 years.
Until about 4 years ago.
Yeah, about 4 years ago. Yeah. Dave did the... Donna Sattler sold it, and Dave did... It's not,
give me the address, and I'm going to see if there's anything wrong with it.
All right. 9001 West Oaks, Des Plaines, Illinois, 60016. And I'll tell you what, I've got a question. I got that music means we've got to hit a break. So you got to switch to decaf for about a minute and a half, okay? Here, tell Maria Pappas she still sends me real estate.
I just sent somebody for a double espresso.
Okay, hang on.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. A lot of things. We don't have enough time to go through it. Hold on. Maria Pappas, 513. Maria Pappas still sends me a real estate, her office, it should say, a real estate tax bill for a property I sold 10 years ago. The property's at on LSD. Can you help her? I want you to address that, if you would, Treasurer Maria Pappas, after these messages.
Yeah, I can tell you exactly why that happened.
Okay, you hang tight, my friend, and I appreciate all the energy. That all you callers, this is how you call a radio show.
Holy
you call in
smokes,
and you just go,
manage feed that. Up Hopper, so he can't say anything.
It's like launching an aircraft off an aircraft carrier. 312-981-7200. That's Mecca Bros. Call and text that. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. Maria Pappas, the treasurer of the fine county of Cook, is on the line. Can you answer? And thank you for joining us.
So I already got the answer. Let me tell you David's question again, because my voice is louder than his. He wants to know why. David, quiet. He wants to know why I keep sending him a bill when he sold a piece of property. Is that correct, David?
Yes, sold a piece of property 10 years ago.
Okay. So you, anybody listening in the whole world who sold a piece of property and keeps getting a bill, it's because at the closing, the lawyer filled out that stupid little green sheet the wrong way. So here's what you need to do. You need to go to cookcountytreasurer.com, and it says mailing address, change, punch the button, change the mailing address. Simple.
That's simple.
Go to my website. Number two, let's assume that you are the victim of the United States Postal Service. And I'm telling you, during this COVID thing, a victim. People call every day, I didn't get my bill, I didn't get my bill, I didn't get my bill. So this is what you do. You go to cookcountytreasurer.com. For tax purposes, you can pull up your last March bill. For right now, if you didn't get anything on August 3rd, you can pull that up. So this is the Maria Pappas version of the American Airlines, United Airlines boarding pass. There's a scan line on it. You never, ever, ever have to get a piece of mail from me again, ever. You can sign up for e-billing, and I will email you the bill. Or if you don't want to do that, you just go and download it. The way you download your boarding pass, you can pay online, take it to Chase, mail it in.
We have a question from Steve about a tax sale. Stevie, welcome to the show. What's your question for Cook County Treasurer Maria Pappas?
Steve? Hi, David. Hi, Maria. Thanks for taking my call. So, Maria, I'm still playing catch-up, paying off my property taxes, and I have about $1,500 left on what I think is tax year 2018, and, of course, I want to make that payment before it hits the tax sale. What's the latest I could still do that and avoid that?
Okay, so we just got legislation in Springfield. It used to be 9 months. It's not 9 months anymore. It's 13 months. So it's 13 months from last March. So you got some time.
How's that, Stevie? Does that make you feel better?
Okay, but and so now you're going to see a big red banner across this website. You just keep checking that. Because people who owe taxes on 2016, that stuff got stopped from going to sale. It got stopped from going to sale because of COVID. We don't know when we're going to have that tax sale. But this whole tax sale thing has been, I'm going to use a fancy word here, Mr. Hochberg, discombobulated because of the masks and the virus. It got stopped.
Got it. All right, Stevie, can you hang?
Wait, this is really important. This is really important. So everybody thinks the taxes are due August 3rd. No. If you don't have the money on August 3rd, you can pay October 1st penalty-free.
That's huge.
And I want to tell you something else.
Okay.
Half the people that have paid so far, and this is unusual, are paying online. 100,000 people have paid online because they figured out they don't want to get into this building under any circumstance, masked and questioned,
temperature
and questioned.
Hang on, Steve's got another question for you, Maria.
Yeah. Go ahead. So, Maria, I haven't made any payments on this current tax year. Once I start doing that, am I given any kind of break, or am I excluded from that because I haven't paid anything yet this year?
No, one has nothing to do with the other. One has nothing to do with the other. You got an August bill, okay? On March, your interest is running at a point and a half a month. Started running April 1st. On August, you've got nothing starts running until October 1st. So don't pay the August bill. Wait until October 1st to pay the August bill.
How's that, Stevie? That's
great. I really, really appreciate it. I mean, I'm paying as quickly as I can, but it's been challenging, but it's really nice that, you know, you've given us that kind of break. It's very much appreciated.
Yeah, but look, you don't listen, it's county set up, so you don't have to pay the $1,500 all at once. You can pay $100 a month over the next 15 months. You just pay a point and a half interest. I mean, what's the big deal? Just pay $100 a month.
All
You're
right,
not required to pay the whole bill.
Ashley, pick up Steve and ask him what type of Mr. Floor cleaning products he would
remember
like.
Remember when you used to have a radio show?
Yeah, until Maria Pappas came over and just like bull rushed me here. No, Maria, in all seriousness, you are awesome. And
Wait, Hochberg, I want to tell you about your parents. No, listen to me. Parents have no overpayments. Somebody is smart in your family. They did in the past, but they were refunded.
You see that back slap right there?
Yeah.
Somebody
so
in my family. My parents are smart. I'm an idiot.
$79 mistake. You planned on picking up that cash today.
Well, yeah,
you can't go in the building.
Listen, if I was,
you can't go in the building.
If I was Maria, I'd just drive it down and give me the $78.
Oh, yeah. Could you do that, Maria?
Yeah. Well,
$79.52.
I'd give you $1.52 for delivery. There you go. You see? Not bad. You start messing with me on my show, you get it right back, treasurer's office. All right, no, in all seriousness.
All right, so go on. When you finish, go to cookcountytreasurer.com and download in Polish.
All right, well that's Joe.
That's me.
That's Joe.
I can do Polish.
Hold on.
I can do German.
Real quick. See, there are $34 million in senior exemptions in 30 seconds or less. Can you please explain to our seniors out there what's considered a senior? Is it 62 or 65?
65 and over.
Okay.
65 and over.
And
it doesn't have to be both people in the house. If you're 65, David, and you married a 30-year-old,
damn
you still get it.
Good luck.
That's number three. 312-981-7200. Hey, Maria Pavich, you're awesome. I appreciate you.
You
call
Sweet Home Chicago.
Okay.
Kick it out.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Don't protest when you get off the phone.
Okay. Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No protesting. Leave Columbus in place. I know that was you last night with the rope.
That was me.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's got a thing against Columbus.
Okay. I'm going to stay in Northbrook.
Stay in Northbrook.
This is, this is Homes.
Stay out of the city, Hochberg.
This is Homes, hosted by Maria Pappas. We're going to take a quick break. Be back after these messages. Thanks for calling in, Treasure.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. We are enjoying delicious Manny's Deli sandwiches. It's 1100 block of South Jefferson, which is just north of Roosevelt, and the place has been there forever. We were hoping to have Danny, the owner, the fourth-generation owner, call in, and we're still waiting for that. But if Danny calls in, we'll put him on. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. We're going to throw it over to Dave Schluter about buying for cash and the trap doors you have to worry about. But first, Jerry in Florida, thanks for listening. You're listening online, or are you in Chicago, listening in Chicago, and you're from Florida?
No, I'm still down here in Florida listening to you.
Oh, thanks, buddy. How can we help you?
A question about going in on a mortgage with my son. I lived up there, quick story. My wife passed away. We live down here. Now the story is probably I'm trying to figure out, do I snowbird back and forth? I just bought a little tiny mobile home down here. I gave up the idea of buying a house and waiting for the kids to come visit. So the plan up there is they want to buy a larger home with some property that might have an outbuilding with a coach house, or enough property that we can build a building with a coach house. What's your opinion on going in on a mortgage, or how does that work?
You co-signing with your kids? Is that what they would? Is that what you're asking about?
Yeah, is it, would it be a co-signer, or would it be, can you put two people on a mortgage? I have no idea.
Yes, yes. If you want, if your kids, and they're, are they doing it, your kids or their spouses? I mean, I just need to know how to set this up.
My son and his wife are looking for a bigger home. And like I say, they're hopefully finding something with some property to either build a coach house type thing, or maybe the property has an outbuilding we could do something with, a little place for me up there and down here.
Got it. So it's very simple. You would be a non-occupying co-borrower, right? Because Florida would be your primary residence for taxes, I would assume, if you're down there more than 50, what is it, guys, 50.01 of the time you get to pull the Florida tax rules where you don't have to pay income tax down in Florida. I think you have to be down there at least 50% of the time, 50.0%.
It doesn't really matter the time. It's really where you set up your domicile, and it's a
insurance, your cars, your,
okay.
That's these indices, what they call
your
them.
Plates, your license plates, your car, you know, where you're getting your mail.
Okay, so you could set up Florida as your primary residence, right? Even if it's in a mobile home or whatever. It doesn't matter what type of property. You could be renting, right? It doesn't matter. And then you could be considered as a non-occupying co-borrower up here on the Chicago, Illinois property, wherever suburbs they buy up here.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Would that be a co-signer, or how would...
Well, it could be a co-signer, do you plan on living in the house, or do you plan on investing in the house, or do you plan on staying up there when you're here visiting? I mean, what's your plans? Are you going to make it your primary residence?
I'm thinking the primary, like you guys were just saying, should be Florida.
Right.
I'd go up there a couple months in the summer and come down here when it's nasty up there.
Right. So
I spent too many years up there.
Right. So it would be your son and daughter-in-law's primary residence, and you would set your home, and you'd be on a non-occupying co-borrower that comes up. You'd still be an owner, but they would get owner-occupied rates because that's their primary residence. And you would just have the joy of owning a home. The only caveat I would say is whenever you co-sign for something, you have to make sure that the person that you're co-signing with makes the mortgage payment or the car loan payment or the student loan payment or any type of loan payment, because if they don't, your credit's going to get blown up with theirs. So as long as you trust them and you have access to online records for that account that you're co-signing for because you're on it, so you could go online to make sure that the bills are being paid. Does that make you feel better, Jared?
Yeah, I just didn't know what to do. It's just something we just started talking about, and... see what kind of options we have.
All right. Well, we're going to put you on holding. Tell Ashley what type of Mr. Floor cleaning product you'd like. We'll get you a sample of that. 312-981-7200. Jamie from Rockford, you got a question about your daughter going to college. You called last hour, and we kind of got Maria Pappas'd, and we just didn't want you to hold. So thanks for calling back.
Thank you.
What's your question?
My question is, my daughter has already graduated from college and has a bachelor's degree, but she's going back for an accelerated program for RN nursing. It's 1 year, and it's $60,000, and because it's not a graduate degree, she cannot get an educational loan. What other options would she have?
Well, I'm going to tell you, the person to call is Ray Kaplan, who's a student loan expert on the show. Do you have a pen? You have a pen?
Yeah.
All right, guys, she should have it available, right? Call it to a radio show. Well, what are you doing sitting there without a pen?
Why don't you
write it down,
you
Big Shot?
Write it down.
Yeah.
Both hands on the wheel. Both hands on the wheel.
Okay, both hands on the wheel. Blame it on the wife. There you go.
I got a pen.
Okay. So, you know, listen, it's Saturday. What's your name?
Jamie.
No.
The guy.
The knucklehead next to you. What's his name?
Mark,
don't you realize it's Saturday morning? It's game day. We got a big game this weekend, buddy. What are you doing upsetting the wife on game day, bud?
I am taking her to flower shops on
Country Road. Oh, my God. He's doing everything right.
Garlic.
All right. Enough said. Okay. All right. I rescind my comment. 312-981-7200. Here, in all seriousness, you got to call Ray Kaplan, okay? She will help you answer your question because she does this every single day. 312-294-8989. Any student loan question you have, anybody anywhere in the United States, 312-294-8989.
Okay, I got it.
And Jamie, he gets a gold star for going flower shopping.
No, garlic.
Garlic shopping. Garlic. What the hell's garlic shopping? How do you shop for garlic?
Storefronts.
He's keeping quiet because he knows not to say anything. All right, Hank Tab, we're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product, and thanks for calling in. 312-981-7200. Wow. Garlic shop. I've never been garlic shopping.
Like they're going to farm stands. They're going to like country farm stands.
Just for garlic.
Sweet corn, yeah.
Yeah, that's garlic? Not. I would. The two things you would never find me do, going garlic shopping anytime, anywhere, no shot. And I've got to come up with the second one. 312-981-7200, because that's about the worst that I've heard today. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with the cash story. Then we're going to go to Stephen A. Leahy.
That's funny that you couldn't think of anything.
No, that's
there
like
seems
almost,
like there should be a bazillion things
no,
that
but
you
that's
wouldn't
horrible.
Do.
Garlic
well,
shopping? What's that?
Or the second one is returning the garlic back to the
right,
shop.
Right, that happened because you got the wrong garlic. Yeah.
Yes. That's the
so,
other second one.
So originally buying it, then having to return it because you got the wrong one.
That's not the right
that's
garlic.
That's not the right garlic. That's why he's going
What's
with her.
What's wrong with you?
That's why he's going with her. I understand it completely now. 312-981. It's clear as day. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56David.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's not garlic, it's garland. I've got 17 text messages. Knucklehead, who's a knucklehead now? I'm like, so
no,
I,
but
I,
that's the guy. Where's the real guy?
I don't know. You? No, but we got.
But the real guy should correct it if it's.
Well, he did say garlic.
Listening. Yeah, they're listening.
All right, whatever. It doesn't matter. He's going garland shopping, and I asked everybody in here.
That's even dumber.
What does that mean? And they're like, what is garland?
Garland is something you wouldn't understand. It's for Christmas.
Right. Oh, is that what you put on your door?
No, that's
well, you
the
can put it wherever you want.
What? I'm speaking.
You guys do the doors. Yeah.
What's garland?
Man, you haven't been around in Christmas time, have you?
I was born on Christmas.
Oh, my God. You are that guy.
I am that guy.
Yeah, so garland would be the fancy tinsel stuff.
Accessories.
You know what I'm saying?
I have no idea. I'm Jewish. I really have no idea.
Rope of pretty. Okay. A pretty rope.
And going shopping in July for garland for Christmas?
That's what I'm saying. He's got more to explain than
this
whether
guy
it's
better
garlic
call
or
back
garland.
And start explaining. 312-981-7200. 312. My gosh, the phone lines are blowing up. The text lines are blowing up. 312-981-7200. Dave, cash sale, the pitfalls of cash sales.
Yeah, well, when you have a cash buyer, everybody goes, great, great. Well, in this situation, I was not involved as either lawyer, but I was asked a question after the fact. This buyer had signed for cash, meaning that there was no mortgage contingency. She provided her mother's bank statement because the mom was all in with a couple hundred G's, actually, to make the purchase. Well, the mom got a hold of the association budget and said, I don't want you living there. That's way overpriced. I'm not going to enable you overpaying and living in that overpriced condo. So she pulled the money off the table, and it was after the deal had already gone hard. So the young lady lost $5,000 earnest money.
Wow.
Yep. And there's nothing a lawyer could have done at that point. I mean, the mom, you know, you're going to call the mom and say, you know, you shouldn't do that. So if you're buying cash and someone is the backer of your, you know, finances, keep them happy. Let them find out as much as they can ahead of time. It, you know, it would have been nice hitting rewind to let the mom see that budget since she was the investor. But she got the stuff after the fact, and she says, no, after the deal went hard, and she says, no, I don't want you living there. And then as a seller, again, ask your attorney to ask hard questions of the buyer's attorney. How hard is this money? If they say, oh, it's a probate settlement or a personal injury settlement, kill that deal right away because it may never happen. If it's a bank statement or a Merrill Lynch statement, that's okay. But have your attorney, if you're the seller, ask some hard questions about where that money's coming from.
So a cash sale can still fall through?
Oh, sure.
It's not done until it's done?
Yeah, if it's not the buyer's money, if they're borrowing the money, if there's an investor, actually, which is the source.
But the mom pulled the plug on it.
Yeah, the mom did, yeah.
How's next Thanksgiving look to them?
It won't be in that condo. 312-981-7200. 630 Roy, I am totally permacized. Dehumidifier, crawl space encapsulation, basement defender, water guard. I sleep very well. Tom from Naperville. And we have Tom from Lake Villa. It's a big day for Tom's on the show, if you haven't noticed. Question for Roy about his dehumidifier. Welcome to the show, Tommy. How can we help you?
Yeah, I got a question. You said the unit is portable. You can move it from location to location. So does it basically work like a dehumidifier that you buy at a big box store, or does it hook up to your heating cooling system?
Well, it is a freestanding unit, and it weighs about 75 pounds. It needs to be near, it has to be near a floor drain or your sump pit, because it's constantly draining water out constantly. So that's the one limitation. So you can put it in even a closet or utility part of your basement, and we can vent that out so it can pull the air out of the finished part of the basement or the other parts of the basement. So it can be moved with those limitations.
So it's just a more high-performance dehumidifier than you'd buy at a box store?
Oh, it's four times more efficient and four times more powerful than those smaller units you find at the big box store. So those really don't do the job. They just don't have the horsepower, the capacity to effectively lower the humidity. So, and a lot of times you have to manually empty them and things. But the biggest thing is they don't work. They still cost you money to run and things like that, but they don't solve the problem.
Hey, Tommy, I'm going to put you on hold and get your number so Roy and his team could follow up and tell, please tell Ashley what Mr. Floor cleaning product you would like. Josh and Joliet, thanks for calling the show.
Hi, David. I have a question for you. I need to know if there's any lawyers in Joliet with a free consult, because in March I was in Silver Cross Hospital's ER and I had something happen. They didn't get the second IV in me good enough. I mean, they didn't get the second IV in me in time, so I had a second seizure. And I bit my tongue, so then I went in to Dr. Yudovich. And it cost me $35.
Okay, so you need a P&I P&I attorney. Steve or Dave, can you help this listener?
She can call me on Monday. I'll give her a name.
Okay, so hang on 1 second. Okay, we're gonna take care of you from Joliet and tell Ashley what Mr. Floor Cleaning products you would like. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Mm-hmm. Judy from the suburbs. It says, how can we help you, Judy?
Yeah, I sold a property at the end of June. I know the property tax bill, this is in suburban Cook, the property tax bill was actually due October 1st. But in order for the closing to go through, it was insisted upon that the bill be paid. In other words, I'm losing 3 months' worth of the use of my money for whatever purpose, between the end of the closing, June 30th or so,
okay,
and October 1st. How do I get this back, and how do I read these attorney closing statements with the debits and the credits and all that?
Dave Schluter?
Yeah, there is no way around it, even though they pushed the date back. You won't be able to get the money back. The title had to be cleared for your buyer.
Right.
And that bill was a lien on the title, and especially if there was new mortgage being put on the property, that lender would not have let you wait till after you didn't own the house anymore. So you weren't taken advantage of. You are out the use of the cash, 2% or whatever you're making on your money. But that money had to be paid because it was an existing liability on the title. There, nobody gypped you. Nobody made a mistake. That had to be paid at the closing.
No, I know it. They didn't make a mistake, but tell me how I'm not being gypped out of the use of the money.
No, well, it's you are out. I just said, favor. I said you are out that money because you chose to sell in the summer. There's no answer. You're not. You do have a loss. Mm. You felt a loss, but you could not avoid that loss. There was no way they were not going to pay that bill at the closing.
All right, we're going to take a break. Judy, hang tight. Ashley's going to pick you up, get your Mr. Floor cleaning product order for a free sample because you called into the show. 312-981-7200. Holy smokes. Every single line is blown up. Our text lines are blown up. The MegaPros call and text lines, 312-981-7200. I've been perma-sized. I like a T-shirt. I like a T-shirt, and then when the winter comes up, I'd like a hooded sweatshirt. 312-981-7200. Stephen A. Leahy, after the break, going to be talking about what?
We're going to talk about foreclosures and bankruptcies.
All right, 312-981-7200. Always very pleasurable and happy topics. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Dramatic pause. 7200. We're going to pay some bills. That's a MegaPros call and text line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are.
312-981-7200. Wait for it. Wait, don't turn away. Don't you cry no more. Boom. 312-981-7200. Love this song. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200.
We went out on a nice song, too, the Who he was playing.
Well, that's so. All Ashley. That's good. Ashley sets it up. She kills it here. Andrew's doing a great job as well. 312-981-7200. Go to the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. Mary from Gurnee. I don't know anything about military law. This is the wrong show to ask that question. Stephen A. Leahy, you want to talk about bankruptcies and foreclosures?
Well, I was going to talk about exemptions, home exemptions. If you're interested in home exemptions, I have a free report. You can go to WGNTaxMan.com. There's a free report there, and it explains what exemptions are and which ones are available. So go there, get that report for free. And I was going to talk about that, but I got a call from someone here from the radio station. He talked to David, and David sent him over to me, and he was worried that he was going to lose his home because he hadn't paid his mortgage since October or something like that, because he lost his wife.
Yeah.
And so he just decided, you know, he just went into a shell and stopped paying.
But hold on. How often does that happen? When somebody has a major life challenge like that.
Absolutely.
Right? A wife passes, somebody gets sick, a child goes.
Even divorce?
A divorce. I'll tell you what, a lot of this COVID is really messing with people's heads. And it's a lot of mental health issues going on right now. What are people, our listeners, supposed to do, Steve?
Well, you and I were talking about mortgage companies now being so much better than they were the last crisis in 2008, 2009, where they were rushing to the courthouse and filing foreclosures against everybody. Now, this gentleman did have a foreclosure pending, and he thought his house was going up for sale, but it turned out. He says, "Well, I need to file Chapter 13 like tomorrow," and so I did some investigation. I found out, no, the house wasn't going to sale. They had a mediation, you know. So mediation means that you're going to talk with the mortgage company and try to work out a deal.
Right, a servicer.
So maybe we don't have to file bankruptcy. Maybe the servicing company or the mortgage company will work with us and do a loan modification. And this is what's so much more common now than it was. And a lot of times you don't even really have to. Used to take months and months and months and months to do a loan modification. But now sometimes you get one. You give them some information. They send it the next week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. You get a loan modification. It's incredible the change from 10 years ago to now.
Well, we learned a lot.
Yes.
Okay, we learned a lot. As an industry and as a society, that guess what? When a challenge happens to our country, right? In 07, 8, 9, it was the banking industry blowing up. This is a pandemic. What do we learn? It's not a good thing to panic people and put people into a state of absolute comatose shock. And it's also not a good thing to have them line up around gymnasiums throughout the United States to talk to a housing counselor, wait 7 to 10 hours in line, and then have them sit in front of somebody for a half hour, 45 minutes, and then lose their documents 5, 6, 7 times.
Over and over again.
And that was the game plan, yes, from 08 to 10. And what they learned this time, Dave, I'll get to you in a second. Mm-hmm. What they learned this time was, if you call with a challenge, you're going into forbearance without any proof, you're in. And I'll tell you what a lot of our listeners are doing, which opened my eyes because I was not aware of this. A lot of our listeners are going into forbearance and still making the mortgage payment in the month that it's due. They just can't make it by the 15th. And if you don't make it by the 15th, you get a late fee. So what they're doing is they're still making the mortgage payment in the month because they feel responsible. They just can't do it by the due date of the 15th.
And more importantly than that, it's the credit score, right? Because it's not being 100% reported.
100% right.
You know, so you could pay the fee. The penalty is one thing, but if I'm being reported late, it's going to reflect on my credit score.
Dave Schluter.
Another reason they're being more cooperative is the lenders know the pain of owning all those homes that they get from foreclosure.
Exactly. And they learned that.
Carrying all the insurance and all.
And the legal fees that they all had to shoulder to get these properties and then do nothing with them.
And the biggest thing is the property values throughout the entire area drop 50 to 60 to 70% as we saw in 08.
Yes.
Okay, and that is one of the smartest things listen, I'm the first guy to be critical when I see something knuckleheadish going on in my industry. That's the smartest thing that they did when they came out. And that's why I went on the radio in March right away. And I called all my partners on the radio and I got on as many shows as I could to get this information out. I'm like, here's what it means. And this is what you need to do. And you need to do it now. And this is what you need to say in order to get it. And people, let me tell you, thousands, I get emails every single week of our listeners thanking me for giving them that information.
One of the things, and people were concerned because they're like, well, I'm going to owe 4 months then. Like, it was right. For July. July was coming. I'm going to owe 4 months. But I'm going to tell you, so many are out in front of this, and they're doing they're paying it back. You get a repayment plan.
Yes.
Or you get a loan modification.
Yeah.
All of this is still available. It used to be that they used to play that game. You couldn't file bankruptcy because you were working with the mortgage company to get a loan modification. But then it got so long, you could never file bankruptcy because you owed too much.
Right.
Okay. So, but it's going much more quickly now. You should have bankruptcy in your pocket because yes. It might be what you have to do. But always go to your mortgage company first and try to work something out with them.
And if our listeners have questions, what number is it?
Call me at 312-664-6649. Again, that number is 312-664-6649.
So not only bankruptcy, not only IRS tax challenges, but also real estate tax appeals as well. Yes, you're the real estate tax guy. And what counties right now in Cook County, what townships in Cook County are being serviced?
The townships,
right now?
If you go to the assessor's office, they have a list up there. And so right now it's Stickney, Elk Grove, West Chicago, Worth. So they've changed the schedule because of COVID. You know, so the schedules have been shifted over.
What are those townships again?
And actually, all townships in Cook County are going to be reassessed this year.
Oh, great.
So that's new because they usually do a third.
But
now they're doing them all.
Oh, happy Hanukkah. 312-981-7200. We have the On Deck segment coming up next. We have energy doctor from ComEd, solar expert Tom Janke. We have Mr. Floor coming up. Then we have a lady who had a question about hardwood floors, but she disappeared. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. If the lady who had the hardwood floor question, we have the Mr. Floor coming up. I put you on hold so you could wait for Mr. Floor to answer your question. But you got to call back. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, Megapro's call and text line. We're going to pay some bills and be right back. The rain, rain hung low. He's a jukebox hero, right? What is this?
Jukebox hero.
Yeah. Oh, wait for it. You gotta wait for it.
Roll the crowd.
You're dating yourself.
Dude, this is high school. Well, I'm not dating myself. This is prime time David Hochberg. This is like 1980-something. 312-981-7200. Ashley or Andrew, who's ever picking the music, you could come back next week. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That was like 1982-ish. That was high school for me. Yeah, I'm aging myself.
I had been finished.
I know. Yeah. I was in graduate school. I was in law school.
Oh, no.
312-981. Keep it up there, smart guy. 312-981-7200.
I was in
law
school.
Yeah, don't Maria Pappas me on my own show. 312-981-7200, Megapro's call and text line. Rob from Berwyn, you got a question, a foundation cracking question for Roy.
Yeah, so thanks for taking my call. It looks like all of my sloping around my house is correct. It actually slopes downhill. Everything goes away from the foundation, but I still end up getting cracks and flakes that come off. I think it's called efflorescence or efflorescence. What could you do besides call you guys? I mean, I guess I don't know what to do.
So
basically, he wants to repair his foundation, not pay anything. Roy, over to you.
No.
I'm sorry. Was it Rob?
No. it's Robert and Berwyn.
Robert.
Can you come and do it for free? No, I'm kidding.
No, you're not. So, go ahead.
Maybe I can give you some free advice. It's worth every penny.
That's what I want.
So are you getting seepage, actual water, or just efflorescence, this flaking of the concrete and
paint? Well, we get seepage and floods every time it rains heavy, and that's every house in Berwyn. But,
okay. Well, we can start with yours. Why don't we fix yours? And then your neighbors say, hey, how'd you get that dry basement? Oh, I called PermaSeal. So,
basically, I paint my wall, and then, or I don't paint my wall, and it flakes off, and then I flake it off. And then 6 months later, it's there ready to be flaked off again.
Okay.
So
sometimes it's not a seepage problem so much as a humidity problem that we've been talking about. And basins sure. by nature are cool and damp. And so that's drawing actually lime out of the concrete from the inside, just from the ambient humidity. So that's causing lime to come out of the concrete mix. I wish Scooter was here to talk
right.
about that bag
He'd
mix.
Be able to talk concrete. Right. How many bags?
So, again, I would start with the PermaDry, honestly, and it's going to make your basement drier and feel drier, and it may arrest and stop that efflorescence. So sometimes it's not a matter of water coming through 8 inches of solid concrete and flaking off. That's not what's happening. It's probably the moisture from the inside air that's causing that efflorescence. So I would start
there.
Okay,
so it's a humidity problem from the inside out.
That's what it sounds like.
Hey, you know where Berwyn is?
I do.
Okay, so Robert, Roy's going to come out this week. Are you in town?
Whoa.
He just told me he can't breathe.
I know.
He's running leads.
That's right. He can't breathe. All right, well, somebody, we're going to get somebody out there to look at that, okay, Robert, and report back. Okay, buddy? All right, hang on.
Send a picture or video.
Hey, hang on. Send. Tell Ashley what Mr. Floor Cleaning product.
What great advice from Roy, though. This amazes me how much you know about this stuff. And just like Igor talking to Igor about floors.
How about me?
It's
about
amazing.
Steve?
Well, you too.
What do you think?
But he just was
you
finished.
Think not?
You can keep going around. I know something about mortgages, too.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what's so amazing.
Yeah.
Dave Schluter knows a little bit about real estate.
You know what, Steve? You're amazing as well.
That's what I was looking for.
You're amazing as well.
You're good, Steve. You're amazing. Yeah. Everybody give Steve a hug.
Okay.
It's okay.
Oh, that's what I was looking for. Thank you, guys.
This is better than therapy.
Okay, Steve. Yeah. It's $350 on the way out the door. Tom Janke, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, good morning, David. I was just listening a little while ago, and you were singing. Please keep your day job.
Okay. Wow. All right, well, let's go to Igor. hang on. Igor, how are you? Tom, hang on, Mr. Smart Guy. All right.
I'm doing great.
Oh, there you
David,
go.
I don't mind your singing at all.
There you go.
Let's talk some more.
That's the way you handle it. All right, so we had a caller that called in that had a question that matched up with your lead-in for next week, matching up floors. Can you quickly, briefly do that? Because we're banging up against the end of the show. I got to get back to Tom. Hopefully he doesn't comment about my singing. I got Scott from ComEd I got to get to. So you want to talk more about that next week. Give our listeners a little tease for what you're going to be talking about next week.
Sure, absolutely, David. So we regularly get calls from clients that are looking to promote wood flooring into areas of their home that currently do not have wood flooring. And so what we did for Liz in Elgin is we actually removed her ceramic tile floor from the foyer, and we installed a wood floor, and then we stitched the new wood floor into her living room, which opens up into this large living room, family room, kitchen sort of combination, just one large space. And we were able to stitch it in, and then we finished all the existing floors, and it is absolutely seamless. It is absolutely perfect, and it looks like it's always been there, David.
And if our listeners want to reach you during the week until you come on next weekend, how do they reach you?
Sure. They can give us a call directly at 847-674-7500, or they can visit us online at www.mrfloor.com. And, David, I want to remind everybody, for all WGN listeners and specifically listeners of our show, we want to promote the WGN promo code. When folks visit us at mrfloor.com, they get a nice little discount for purchasing our cleaning products, which you've been promoting the entire show.
You got it, buddy. Thanks for calling in, and we'll see you next Saturday. 312-981-7200. Let's see if Mr. Janke learned his lesson. How's my singing, Tom?
Hey, you know what? It was just great.
There you go. Pavlov's dog, kids. Ring the bell, get a treat. Okay, that's what
you
happened.
You got to stroke the ego a little bit.
No,
there
just,
we go.
Just keep your mouth shut about my singing. 312-981-7200. You're also looking for help. Can you briefly explain what your push is this weekend for helping
yes,
your shop?
We are absolutely looking for help in many departments. Our biggest need is we're looking for a qualified kitchen designer. We are so busy in that department. And unfortunately, we lost some very good people due to COVID and pregnancy. So, with that, we are also looking for help in the warehouse and another sales associate for the floor. So, we've got three different positions that are open, and we are desperately seeking people. And, you know, if the federal government stops giving that additional monies, maybe more people will come back into the workforce.
Hey, Tommy, Roy's given $6,000. What are you giving?
Wait, Roy's going to give me $6,000 for what?
You don't understand. Roy Spencer from PermaSeal just announced he's given $6,000 sign-on bonus.
Signing bonus.
Okay. Now, you just made a federal government slam or whatever you did, but what are you giving in real dollars and cents?
I am going to give him my kindness in a great work environment.
That's what I figured. Whole bunch of nonsense.
So how do our listeners reach out to you, Tommy?
Hey, they can call us at 708-343-3900. If you can't go to our website, you can send us resumes. But please, we're desperately looking for people, and we've got a great work environment.
All right, buddy. We'll see you next Saturday. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's calling text line. Scott, one of the energy doctors, a solar expert at ComEd. You're going to be talking about solar next week, Scotty. What's the big thing about solar that you want to tease our listeners with until you get here next week?
Thanks, David, and good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Well, we've added about 5,000 new residential solar customers over the last 6 months, which is about a 66% increase over where we ended last year. So what we want to do next week is talk to your listeners about the tools we have available at comed.com/solar to help them understand the things they need to look for when they're contemplating deploying solar on their homes, and to learn about the potential for also using community solar if their rooftop doesn't necessarily produce as much solar as they would want. So I look forward. There's a lot to cover around solar. It's new in Illinois for the most part, and it's up and coming and growing. So I look forward to joining you and your WGN audience next Saturday to talk about it.
All right, Scotty, you have a great weekend. I look forward to having you in the studio and sharing your expertise with our listeners. 312-981-7200. Real quick, we got a text question. Shirley from Schaumburg.
Yep.
Dave, go
Shirley,
ahead, Shirley.
You got a tax bill for a period after you owned your house forwarded to you in the mail. Send it back to the property and just put resident and your old address and mail it back to the house. Most likely that buyer's lender is paying that bill. But just put resident and your old address, fold it up and mail it back to the house. You do not owe that money.
Does that make sense to you, Shirley?
Yes. Thank you.
You hang on. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product. Tell Ashley which one you want. Beth from Chicago, you got a tax bill question. Quick, what's your question?
I do. I got my bill. It says if I pay on time, it's the same amount as if I pay later up to October 1st.
That's what Maria Pappas just said.
Mm-hmm.
And she just came on. She bull rushed me on the show. She took over the show. She commanded the show. And she basically said you have until October due to the COVID coronavirus. You have until October to pay your bill. So if you're escrowing,
it will not affect my credit score.
It will not affect your credit score. If you're escrowing, your lender's probably going to pay it anyway. But if you're not escrowing, you have until October to pay the bill. It will have zero impact on your credit score. And we're going to hang tight. We're going to send you a Mr. Floor cleaning product once Ashley picks you back up. Let's go around the horn. Woo! What a show. Roy Spencer, if our listeners want to learn more about the dehumidification system, all your products, and to possibly work for you guys, how do they do that?
Yeah, we really need some experienced construction. I was talking about working foreman, supervisory type experience, up to a $6,000 signing bonus, 800-421-7325.
Stephen A. Leahy, if you call, it's only $2,000 signing bonus.
No, wait a second, David. I've got construction experience, so how do I get that $6,000? I just...
800-421-7325.
Right. Stephen A. Leahy.
If you live in Stickney, Elk Grove, West Chicago, Worth, Leiden, or Lakeview, call me or go to WGNTaxman.com and get in touch with me to do a tax appeal.
All right. Stephen A. Leahy.
That's Stephen's brother.
Dave Schluter.
Yep.
If our listeners want to reach you about tax, trust and...
And real estate.
Thank you.
Yes.
How do they reach you?
630-285-5300. 35 years of helping people.
MegaPros Joe, MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
What are you doing after this, David?
I'm going to go and sweat my car. 312-981.
Nice. Picture.
All right. I'm gonna go.
We'll see you next week, and thank you for everything, David.
I'm going to go help our listeners who called in that we didn't get to on the air.
I'll tell you what. I did that Sunday. You were doing that Sunday. We called all those people. They loved it.
We call all our listeners back. If you text or you call, you get a call back. So everybody on hold, please hold tight. Ashley will pick you up. We'll get your name and number. We'll call you after the show. We got to get out of here. I'm getting the stink eye from Andy out there. 312 My number is 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com, WGNDavid.com has all the contact information for all the experts on the show and podcasts and previous shows. You guys have a great weekend. Thank you for listening. We will be
Thanks
back next
sandwich.
Saturday.
Sandwich.
Oh, and Manny's Deli. Manny's Deli.
Thank
Support
you, Manny's.
Manny's Deli. Those were unbelievable sandwiches. The potato latke was delicious. So, Danny, thank you for the sandwiches. Support Manny's on, it's off of Jefferson and Roosevelt. I think it's 1117 South Jefferson. Support your local restaurants. Have a great weekend, everybody.